Hello, beautiful people. I'm Bonnie Gillespie, and you're tuned in for season 10 of The Work. Not too long ago, I popped in at the Self-Management for Actors Facebook group to post a vague, but very fucking cool casting notice. Why didn't I call my favorite agents and managers, with whom I have history and relationships and shorthand? Why didn't I post at Actors Access, where I've been posting casting notices for award-winning feature films, groundbreaking pilots, and Academy-qualifying projects since 2003? Well, because this was a quick favor. I had had dinner at the home of an Emmy-winning showrunner friend of mine, and he'd hit a snag on casting a couple roles in this hugely innovative project that he was about to start shooting. Let me see if I can help, I offered, and on to my Facebook group the post went. So the reason for this was because I wanted to see if people I already knew might be available and feel that they met the specs, and if this would be a project that they might want to work on. I shared very little about the actual roles because ultimately it was going to be an invitation-only self-tape directly uploaded to the creative team. I was hoping to see those people that I knew who happened to be right for it pop in on that thread so I would know they are available, interested, still at this because people leave the business sometimes, and this would allow me to quickly email them the sides, the specs, the private link for uploading their self-tape, something that I knew they would nail because I was going to have either cast these folks before or coached these folks before. They've been in any of my classes online or in person, or I've done enough vetting of their work to know that there's no question they would make me look good with what they turned in, even if I weren't going to see it. I specifically didn't share details about the types of actors that I was really looking for because I didn't want anyone to try and lean toward or steer me toward something that they're not daily bullseyeing in order to try and fit into these roles. More on that, specifically where age is concerned, in just a minute, because there's something interesting that happened with age as well. But now let's back up and think about the whole they'd make me look good thing as it relates to all casting you may intersect with in your acting life. How good are you making the casting director look in the eyes of the showrunner, the producer, the director, the network execs, the studio suits? Because here's the thing. I recommended these actors without watching their self-tapes first. Think about that. I so trusted these folks to nail it that I didn't even say, please send me your link and then I will decide what to send to the team. I simply trusted my gut, my picker, my ability to let actors filter themselves out if left to their own eagerness, and off they went into the process. What sorts of things helped me filter the hundreds of actors who responded on the Facebook thread in just a few hours? Well, aside from not being the right type, of course, which they wouldn't know because I didn't share much about the type, what I'm talking about here is what would make me totally discount someone who is otherwise right for the role? Direct messaging me, calling me, texting me, platform jumping. That'd be messaging me at Twitter or Instagram when the posting was originally at Facebook. Tagging me. It's my thread. You think I need more notifications that there's a reply? Reaching out long after the thread was closed with a message from me that we're all set. Like I closed it with that message. We're done. Thank you. It's good. Reaching out after that just to check. Because we had a super easy system in place in this thread, pitch yourself right there. If I don't already know you, show me something that helps me get you. That's a link to your online profile. That's your website. That's uploading a headshot. But it's more importantly, pointing me with a link towards something that is already out there online that shows me who you are. I would go and look. I invited total strangers to self-tape for this based off how confidently I felt their rightness for the role was clear from their online presence and our interaction in this thread. What sort of things made my confidence in anyone wiggle after they'd received the sides or the specs and the private link for uploading their self-tape? Ignoring the instructions in the email about how to submit. That would be hitting reply and attaching the audition rather than uploading it to the Dropbox link that I had included. Pelting me with questions. Believe me, I communicate for a living. All the information anyone would need to get the job done was right there in that email. So coming back with questions was almost a form of just keeping the relationship going and ingratiating, and it's just really got the opposite effect. Missing the deadline. That's a big one. Basically anything that's actor Darwinism falls in this territory. Other totally unavoidable things that I figure I should take this chance to mention in case you could use a quick check of your own protocol when submitting on things, got five submission tips for you. Submission tip number one. If your social media presence doesn't clearly show you have a life as an actor, meaning your profile photo isn't your headshot and your website or casting profile aren't the link that you make available when I check out your About Me area on social media, reconsider. At least give me some breadcrumb so that you can lead me and other casting directors to your actor identity. Submission tip number two. When sharing a link to your demo reel, make sure it's not a password-protected link. Giving us extra hoops to jump through when we're moving quickly to assess whether you're right for a role pretty much guarantees that we're just going to move on to someone else. If you do have to make it password protected, dear God, give me the freaking password. Submission tip number three. If you're sharing a vanity URL to your IMDb page or Actors Access profile, that's like where you can change the numbers that come just as a part of your account into your name or your brand, please double check that link. Have a friend double check that link. More often than you'd hope, we receive a link to your Actors Access profile dashboard because that's the link you saw when you were logged in as you. This is useless to us as we're not logged in as you and can't see what you're seeing when you grab that link. So instead, we end up nowhere. Similarly, you might think that you're giving us your vanity URL to IMDb because you use the imdb.me/your name, but you mistyped it, imdb.com/your name. That's not a thing. Really double check your links and have a friend do so as well, seriously. Submission tip number four, provide contact information with your submission unless it's abundantly clear on your website. One of the things that I said in this thread was make sure I can contact you. And so most people chose to include their email addresses, or if they didn't want to post them publicly, publicly, it's a private Facebook group, so there's that. But for those who didn't want to put their email address out there, I get that. I was open to receiving emails. Just reply to any Bond Blast. I'm in your inbox every freaking week. Just hit reply. You have my inbox. I have your inbox. It's so easy. Then you can give me your email address right there and let me know if your name is somehow different in my inbox world than it is from your actor profile when you've submitted on something. Just make it easy for us to contact you, basically. Submission tip number five, take advantage of your own web of trust. It's relationship building you've invested in so that when things like this happen, you're plugged in and have a shot others don't have. So this is where it gets into a fun fact about our number one rule at the Self-Management for Actors Facebook group, which is no promos. Like, no promos. That's rule number one. So all the time, people are trying to post promos, and my team of moderators and admins and I am like going, no, not today. We have a special promo day and a promo thread where you can promote things. This is not how we do things in this group. Thanks, but my God, it's rule number one. It's posted in the group. It was there when you joined. You can hear my frustration as I'm talking about this because so many people ignore that rule. They're like, no, I want to promote myself. Well, here's the fun part about this. Zero people who have violated our self-promo rules in the Facebook group bothered to post in the casting thread I started to actually be considered for a paying union series regular gig in an interactive, innovative pilot from an Emmy award-winning showrunner. People who were perfectly right for this did not see that I had posted that this opportunity existed. They've been so eager to ignore our group's one big rule to try and promote themselves as castable when they're not supposed to. So self-involved that they can't be bothered to read the rules when they're doing all that promoting, right? That perhaps they're also too self-involved to even notice when there's an opportunity right there in front of them. Think about that. Your web of trust works in both directions. You've got to stay plugged in to find out what's going on. Now, the age thing. I promised I would circle back around to this. Casting these roles via Facebook was a really great filter for so much whacker nonsense. I tweeted that there was something going on that was truly baffling to me. And it was basically about how very many actors with headshots of the look and vibe and feel of I'm 40 submitted for roles way outside their castable age. The tweet I actually put up was, you 40. And that was in quotation marks. And then I wrote, the number one most popular out loud sass you'll hear from me as I go through submissions on these age 16 to 18 and age 22 to 25 roles. Of course, when I posted that at Twitter, I got pelted with some very defensive replies about what's wrong with casting. okay, glad you could vent at me about too many actors going to callbacks on projects that I have nothing to do with. Or I would get pelted with defensive replies about how the industry regularly casts outside of true age. Yes, yes, this is true. We also cast non-superheroes to play superheroes. It's crazy how this whole world of make-believe comes together, isn't it? I know. But I would also hear about how they're sure they actually do still play 15 plus years younger than their actual age. Okay, good, hon, then I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about a shit ton of other people who have to be nuts to believe that the flirtatious bartender meant it when he said, oh, you couldn't be a day over 22, lady who's older than me. And hey, even if you do decide to believe that bartender, you know, to base your business decisions like how to submit upon something that someone who's working for tips said to you one time, yeah, that's not good business, honey. Point is, people get defensive. It's not really necessary because it's not an insult when I say you look any age. It's my assessment when my job is to assess on behalf of the production I am casting. Your age is not an insult, ever. That you turn it into one is how you give away a lot of power. So I really hope you don't turn your age or any age into an insult. Thing is, something happens at some point. Age 28 epiphany, quarter life crisis, Saturn return, that makes it impossible for you to play under 25 anymore. You've now experienced something in life that, except in rare cases, makes it challenging to believe you haven't seen what you've seen, felt what you've felt, been where you've been. Sure, let them tell you you have a youthful energy. Let them say you look great for 30 and could still play a teenager. Let your bookings prove that you play younger than your actual age. I've got no problem with that. But if you go back to my Facebook group post for this casting, you'll see there are more than a few people in that thread that really are way past, like a decade, decade and a half, 2 decades past the playing age we were looking for. Yes, I know all about my beloved Beverly Hills 90210 and other specific examples of how people are cast outside their actual age all the time. I know, I've written about that. I've talked about it on a Facebook Live. I've posted it up over at the YouTubes. I know. I'm not talking about playing outside your real age. I'm talking about the people who, at any age, look too tired, too lived through it all, too parent of college kids, even in photos they chose in a pitch for themselves to play 16 to 18 or 22 to 25. Even seeing it a few times is enough to make a person gun shy. And that's not an emotion you want us to have about you. You want us to have the emotion about you that you just solved a problem we have. So these are my lessons from a casting favor that I did through my Facebook group. Hope you'll come over and join us at Self Management for Actors. Thank you for joining me for this episode of The Work. We hope you'll rate, review, subscribe, share with your friends, and for all the support that you could dream of, come on over and join us at BonnieGillespie.com. Till next time, stay ninja. Mwah!